Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado State Patrol, Trooper Gary Cutler. Good morning, Trooper.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, just fantastic. Enjoying driving around the metro area.
Right. And staying busy, I'm sure. And you know what? We do need to talk about, it's really sad we have to talk about this, Trooper. It's this fascinating thing found on vehicles. It's called a blinker. Right.
It is.
And it's
yes,
and it's something that we should be using, but apparently a lot of people are not.
It is. I don't know. It seems like some people are very afraid to use it a lot of times. It's one of the things I see a lot of, and especially in lane changes, people do not like to use them. And I always tell everybody, it's the only way anybody's going to know what you're going to do. So if you're letting them know, then they're going to back out and let you merge. Some people say when I flip my blinker on, they don't let me on. Well, if you don't put your blinker on, nobody knows you want to move over. And so that's where we get a lot of road rage and crashes.
Yeah. And sadly, it seems like we have seen, and you may, of course, see the statistics far more than we do, Trooper Cutler, but an increase in road rage incidents.
It is, you know, and that's when I talk to people about everything is everything I talk about always comes back down to road rage, because what it is, you're ticking somebody off. You've upset them because you could have let them know you were moving over and you didn't. You wanted to just kind of squeeze in there. And it's very simple. Your hands are up there already by the steering wheel, and it's no problem just to flip that blinker on and let people know and give them enough time. A lot of people don't realize if you're going to make a right turn off of your road onto another road or even another left turn, you're required to flip the blinker on before putting your brakes on. And so that gives them that opportunity to know that you're about to do something and you're going to be braking and slowing down so that they don't hit you.
Now, Trooper Cutler, isn't there like a kind of a law, a rule that says it is so many hundred feet or something that you have to put your blinker on before you, say, change lanes or turn?
On certain road speeds, there are, you know, and it's always been a good one of 2 seconds or 200 feet type of a deal to put that on there and let people know that you're going to do something. And anytime we have the opportunity to let everybody around us know what we're doing, especially if you're going highway speed, 65, 70 miles an hour, it doesn't take a lot to have a crash. So whatever you can do to prevent that, I think, you know I like to use it. I don't want anybody hitting my car.
Right.
I like my car.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so what? Somebody doesn't let you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still did what you were supposed to do, turn on your blinker. Yeah, of course there's going to be people that don't let you over. Next.
That's right. You know, and that's one of those things, too. It's like, just because you put your blinker on does not mean that you have the right of way just to shove your way in there.
Correct.
You still have to allow somebody else to let you in.
Yeah, and we've seen that. And we talked about merging last time, and it just seems like a lot of folks do not know how to merge well. And this is one of those examples, especially when getting onto the interstate. The main traffic does not have to stop to let you in. You must, you have to yield to them, obviously.
Right. You know, and out on the roadways, it's a fine dance. Both people have to be looking at their partners there, which is the other cars, and making sure that you're all on the same page.
Now, I would like to, Trooper Cutler, if you don't mind, we are just, can you believe it? We're in November. We are a couple of weeks away from some of the busiest traveling in, of the year. And that is Thanksgiving travel. And a lot of folks, of course, hitting the roads. What would be your top tips?
Give yourself plenty of time wherever you're going, because roads are going to be busier. There's a lot of traffic out there. And so, again, give yourself that time so that you're not as anxious and not trying to speed. Make sure that you have what you need, because, we know that these storms can come in at the drop of a hat. So make sure, again, with the traction laws that we have, make sure you have the supplies you need. And make a trip enjoyable. Let's not make it this chore that I got to get there in this fast speed. Take your time so that, other people that may be doing something wrong aren't going to upset you if you're in a hurry.
Well, and yeah, especially if you're traveling north. I mean, the road construction pretty much starting just north of the Springs all the way through Denver up through the Wyoming border. I mean, it's there. So give yourself plenty of time, really.
It is. It's kind of it's probably going to be a new normal for us with road construction, just because we are in expanding communities here in Colorado. And so, like I always say, that to me, the biggest importance is give yourself that time, which doesn't mean just the amount of time it's going to take to get there. Give yourself plenty of time for a crash that shuts it down, construction, snowstorms, anything like that. So, an extra hour. And if you have that time when you get wherever you're going, spend a little more time at a lunch or dinner or something that just keeps your temperament down.
Right.
So that we don't have road again.
And we talked about this last time, Trooper Cutler, and if you don't mind, because the like you said, the chain law restrictions or the travel restrictions, especially if you're going into the high country, could you just review those really quick? Because, again, they just went into effect not that long ago.
Right. So if you're on I-70 going west, you're going to need to have at least 3/16 of an inch of tire tread on your vehicles. And if they, you also are going to need, if you have all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, you'll be okay. But if you only have a two-wheel drive, then you're going to need to also have chains or the auto socks when you're going up there if they put the code 16 into effect.
Okay.
And you would also need that as well if it goes into a code 16 with the other types of vehicles I talked about. It just comes down to make sure you have the equipment you need to get through that when that snow starts packing the roads on the I-70.
Yeah, because when I-70 shuts down, it creates major problems, really, obviously.
It does, yeah. And the fines have gone up, so you will see it in your pocketbook. If you block the road in a passenger car, it's up around $650.
Wow. Okay, so where can folks go get information about the, you know, the traveling things they need to know, like the code 16, stuff like that?
CDOT has their CoTrip. They have a really good site on there. And you have to dig for it a little bit on the Colorado State Patrol site, but we do have it. If you put in traction law, this will come up on it. And we do have some banners up on the top of it.
Perfect. Trooper Gary Cutler, it is always great talking with you. Happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk with you next month.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much. 7:43 now, KRDO's Morning News.